好。
Hi there, Andrea. Hi. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. And of course, Precious wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included. I did speak with Jeff earlier, and he said you'd be the one to make the final marketing purchase, said he, that you handle this type of thing for the business.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Busy.
Well, I'll be respectful of your time. I guess you did receive the email that I sent out to you. And as I was mentioning to Jeff, it is a month-to-month service. It's a flat rate of $299.00, and that's all the content necessary for the business to pop up on the first page of Google and Bing. There's, of course, a Yelp listing, Facebook page, social media, paid Facebook ads, and the calls will come directly to you. So you're not paying for a lead or chasing those leads down, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, I'm trying to go over the email a little bit.
Sure, of course.
Okay, so from what I can view quickly is it's for Google to come up and then
right.
As well,
yeah, so,
as, like,
uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, so yeah, the first page of Google and Bing in the local map, that PAC result, that pops up right near the top of the page. So it's not for the Google paid ads, although we can do paid ads. The package that I sent out to you is for the local map on Google and Bing, all of the directories and destinations that it would take to get you there, because it is the additional content that is relevant to that person's search that is what puts businesses ahead of their competitors. And then there is that social media campaign. So the calls do come directly to you. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. You already have an existing website, so we would, of course, be promoting that website. It would be the phone number on that website that people will be calling. But, of course, a website's only as powerful as the number of eyes that see it. And since most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page when they're looking for a search, getting that website where people can find it on their own is really what's going to make the phone ring for you. Obviously, you use Google, so you know you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. And, of course, ultimately, not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call your company. But the ones that do are making kind of an educated, conscious decision after seeing the website to reach out to you directly. So at that point, they're hoping you're available, hoping your price is fair because they want to hire you for your services.
Okay. And is there any contract? Is it month to month? Like,
good question. Yeah. So it is month to month. It's offered completely at will, which means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked. No fees involved. You can even pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. But as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, it would bill once a month for exactly $299. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever because the calls do come directly to you. Now, you're not paying a per-click call, lead, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it would just be that exact flat rate.
Okay. So why is there so many bad reviews on your company on BBB?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Our BBB reviews are the worst reviews we have. We have almost 800 reviews on Google, and over 500 of those reviews are five-star reviews. Not sure why the BBB is only showing our worst reviews. We do still maintain an A-plus rating on the BBB,
mm-hmm.
but you know.
No, I get it. It only takes one person.
Right. I mean,
totally understand. It takes one person to make your rating go down. That's something we're dealing with right now as well. So.
Yeah, and it's tough when, you know, a lot of the times it's someone who maybe came from a lead-based service and was expecting to have their phone ring right away. I mean, this is very different than a lead-based service. You know, you're not paying for a lead and then chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. And there's not like a backlog of leads already waiting for you the day you sign up. Most of them have already been or will soon be sent to your competitors. This isn't anything like that. It's search engine optimization. So I want to be very transparent with you. We do say 30 to 45 business days for optimal results. It is a month-to-month service, so obviously we fully expect to get your phone ringing in that first month and kind of earn your business. But we do have to create the content. We have to verify the business itself. We have to clean up any information that might already be out there that might be inconsistent as far as the name, address, phone number, and website goes. We do start creating the content right away. It takes us about 3 or 4 business days to create the 70 directories that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. And then, of course, that's going to start to improve your placement. There is a social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads, and we're told to say 7 to 10 business days for something like that. But in my experience, it's usually 7 days or less that your Facebook ads are up and running. So that, of course, is designed to get your phone ringing quickly, help us even target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. So it's kind of a comprehensive service to get your phone ringing. And like I said, the best part about it is it's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis.
Okay. Well, as long as it's, as long as it's month to month and there's no contract, just like we have, I have something else going on right now and it's month to month and I just like that.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, it kind of puts it on us to prove it to you. 1 month at a time. Now, keep in mind, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. So we want you to kind of be in the loop. You'll have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard so you can see that reporting.
Okay.
So the business name itself, Atlas Pavers, is that how you want the company to appear online?
So we're incorporated Atlas Marble Pile and Pavers, but we DBA
okay.
Atlas.
Atlas
so
Pavers.
I think Atlas.
Breaking
yeah.
up just a little bit there. And then is the website the Jacksonville Brick Pavers.com?
Yes, which also needs an update.
Now, I mean, if you like, we can actually do a website for you. We can use that domain and build a new website or even use a different domain for you. And a lot of the times we're able to include that at no additional cost. I look at websites all day, and your website is neither the best nor the worst, but I could definitely see why you might want to have an updated website.
Okay.
So we can do that for you as well. And then, so the phone number that we're speaking on, this is the best number for us to reach you, right, regarding the account?
I know. This is my number, and I do all this type of stuff.
Perfect. And the business number, though, that's 904-226-3477?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then, of course, for you guys, it's going to be direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, so the calls will come directly to you. But when we reach out to you regarding the account, we do use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something that we would want you to have for your records. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you? Any of those? All of those?
Yeah, I don't mind. Probably texting if it's, like, really important. I would definitely text versus email.
Sure.
I have children. I do emails all day long for them.
Completely understandable. In fact, text message is by far the most popular preference for service-based businesses, and I guess that brings me to my next question. The business itself is service-based, meaning that you go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first. There's no, like, physical address, no brick-and-mortar showroom or anything like that that we would be promoting for the business online?
No. No, we do not have a showroom.
Well, that is completely understandable. In fact, Google expects service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home. Even if you had like a shop or like a outside office where you did your paperwork, since customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. And then for us to contact you, the second email is better for you, the one that we resent the other one? Just for us to have on file?
Yeah, it wasn't going to his business email for some reason.
Okay, so we'll do the ALSDRADRA@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, what is your last name, by the way?
It's Stouch, S as in Sam, A-L-C-H.
Okay, and your first name is that A-N-D-R-E-A?
Yes.
Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's, verify information off of the website and information that I have. We'll want to know things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, et cetera, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll talk more about the services and the service area. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I am required to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that it's the reduced rate, that fixed flat rate, that we're actually waiving the setup fee. And if you like, I can read into it that we'll do a new website for you. And you did want us to do an updated version of the website, even on a different domain, or use that same domain?
I would just keep the domain.
Okay. Yeah, if you like that domain, we can keep it. I mean, it does have a little bit of authority as far as being around for a while.
It's just that changing that, like, the business cards.
It does have domain authority. I mean, no offense, it looks to be like a bit of an older site, but that's actually a good thing. It means that domain's been around for a while and it does have domain authority. We can use that domain then and build a new site on there. So I'll read that into the voice verification as well. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Okay. Give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Atlas Pavers.
Perfect. And that's how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Andrea Souch. And marketing.
Okay. So as the marketing representative for Atlas Pavers, Andrea, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are actually able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. And of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. As long as you answer your phone, I think you're going to do very well here. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We can see that you do have a few things already out there online. In fact, we are doing what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so that we can make sure that that content is current, accurate, consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Andrea, that's fair enough, right?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then with it being a month-to-month service, of course, the setup fee is waived, and it is that reduced rate, and we'll include a new website. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we're waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 6th of July, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. And once again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of running the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and in this case, we'll also include a website, meaning we will build, host, maintain, and even update a new website for you included in that $299, no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. And as I mentioned before, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will. There's no contract, so you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, want to go on vacation, or need to pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Andrea, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And so that first payment of $299, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Jeff.
Okay, and he's still there too, right?
Yes, he's here.
Oh, okay.
But he's like on calls and emails and
stuff. That's okay. That's okay, as long as he's there, and I did speak with him earlier. And so Jeff, same last name, Salch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Jeffrey Salch.
Jeffrey on that particular card, is that Jeffrey or R-E-Y?
It's
R-E-Y. R-E-Y.
Okay.
And then you said it was Visa card.
Yeah, I have to ask you a question real quick.
Oh, sure, of course.
Okay.
Oh, no. You, it's your domain, so you already have.
No, but we have someone we have like a small local company that hosts it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So how does that work?
So if we're, the hosting would be included. The hosting, updating, and maintenance of the website would be included at no additional cost. So we would just be building a new website on that domain and hosting it on our server, but the hosting is included in the $299.
Yes, but how do we get you guys? I don't know how that works because we already pay them to host it.
Right. So you would not need to continue to pay them, but we'll contact them for the domain transfer so that we'll have access to build on that site. But it would just be using that domain and then building a new site on that domain. And then, of course, you would not need to continue to pay for hosting through them because it would be hosted on our server.
Okay. Or maybe for right now, I don't know how that works.
If you'd like, we can just point everything towards the existing website and not build a new site. But I'll put it in the notes that if you want to have us build a new site at a later date, we would be able to do that for you at no cost.
Yeah, I want to call them and see.
Of course.
Like,
sure.
The best way to do it, I guess,
It should not be any.
Well, they're
any
a small
concern.
Business, too. And so
okay. Oh, I
that's
see.
That's why I kind of.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, the site that they built is a nice site. It just seems a little bit outdated. I mean, it's not like the most updated.
I know, and it's frustrating.
Like
I told them, I just recently actually told them that it needs to be redone. Like, it needs,
right,
like, videos and slideshow.
Yeah.
Like, it needs
the
color is not good.
The content on it is fine. I mean, it seems to have consistent information and useful information, informative, but just kind of the layout of it is not really like what most consumers are used to. But at the same time, if you've ever seen like a Google business profile site, the website that Google builds for businesses that don't have one, I mean, it's a one-page website. It's basically a landing page, but it's still Google compliant. I mean, it's got everything that Google cares about. It's a, mobile optimized, and it's HTTPS. Yes, means it's secure. So, your website meets Google criteria, but, obviously you have to still meet the end user's expectations and things like that. So, let us know if they're not able to update the website and you're okay with us doing that, then we can build a new website for you. No.
Yeah, still keep it in there, and we'll touch
for
back
now.
On that.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Put that in the notes. And then I did see a couple of addresses. I mean, there's a P.O. Box in Jacksonville. You're also listed.
Yeah, we don't have the P.O. Box anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to do the P.O. Box just for, like, the mails, and but we got rid of it because we moved further south in St. Augustine.
You're in St. Augustine now, 32095?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. And then the Visa card, that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Okay. Nothing, so I'll include it. That's so I'm going to call Lighthouse. So he kind of just left that in the note. So I'm going to call them.
Okay.
And
yeah.
He said they would just have to transfer the domain or something, but I was just going to call. Okay. So we're using an American Express because he cannot find his business MasterCard.
If you want to change it at any time, you can either just call us and we'll update that. You'll also be able to access that through your tracking system so you can update billing information, print out invoices for tax purposes and things like that. So for this one-time payment, the American Express card, is that still in the name Jeffrey Salt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Jeffrey A. Stout, and then it says Atlas Marble and Tile. It still has his name on it, but it's the business.
And did you say A like Andrew or H like Henry?
For which one?
The middle initial.
Oh, A, as in Adam.
Okay, Adam, okay. Sometimes A's and H sounds the same over the phone. You said it was an American Express. That should start with a 3. If you want to go ahead and read that, I'll repeat it back at the end.
3727.
Mm-hmm.
2060.
Okay.
7642.
Mm-hmm.
009.
And then, hang on. I'm not sure why that didn't take. Could you repeat that?
I know. I can't hear. I understand. Okay, I'm sorry. What did you say?
Could you read that back? Repeat it one more time.
3727.
Mm-hmm.
2060. 7642-009.
And the expiration month and year?
11/25.
11/2025. And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
3660.
3660. So I've got 3660, 3660, November of 2025 or 11 of 2025 for the expiration. The card itself was at 3727-206-076-42009.
Yes.
And then what is the actual billing address of that card?
It's 742 Battersea Drive. D as in boy, A, T as in Tom, S-E-A. So one word, Battersea.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's St. Augustine, Florida, 32095.
32095. And then in the next minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. You can email, of course, 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you'll receive that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You might receive the text even before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer. for that particular call. It looks like I can, in fact, get you in at the top of the next hour at 2 o'clock. There's also this afternoon a 4, 5, and a 6 o'clock. Which of those would work best for you to receive, like, a 30-minute phone call?
Probably just as soon as we can just get it done.
As soon as we can.
Because then who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll try to get it done here in that 2 o'clock hour. A little late for the automated system to send you a reminder email an hour prior, but I am going to send you a calendar invite. That's just going to be to your email address. The calendar invite is really just more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. If I am available when our client interview technician is ready to make that call, I'll be part of that call in the very beginning just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might still have before handing it over. Just in case I'm not available when they make that call and I don't get a lot of advance notice, so I don't know if it's going to be like, you know, 10 minutes after or 5 minutes after, but just in case I'm not available, I did want to set up a little bit of security here for you. Just for your protection, kind of a question and answer, anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Atlas Pavers, whether it's you or Jeff, even if we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you to kind of give us the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
A city, I guess.
A city? And then what is the answer?
Westminster.
Westminster, okay. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I can look. Yeah.
Okay, so let me pull up what our system sent. Looks like you should have, thank goodness, it's just the one at this point, but you'll also very shortly receive the welcome email as well. But it looks like so far our system has just sent the one that I wanted you to see anyway, which is the Local Splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for the Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked, and it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
And this is in the text message?
It's text and email. Yeah, the email actually triggers the text message, and I do see that the email was sent on our end.
I see the text, so I just click it. Correct? Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm doing many things at once.
Oh, that's okay.
So I just
completely understand, yeah. But it, okay, so
yeah,
it looks
it
like...
Yeah, summertime, so all my kids
Yes,
are here,
of
so.
Course. I can hear the children in the back. I have 3 kids myself, and yeah, summer is a busy time. Well, school is a busy
Especially
time.
Especially when you work in your office.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
absolutely.
When you're in your office, you know?
Right,
Okay,
of
so say I just clicked it open, so this is just kind of like... about the Google ads.
Of course. So, of course, the main focus is Google. That's everyone's main focus, so it's ours as well. But we will mirror the content on Bing. It's only about 1 out of 10 that are going to choose Bing over Google, but that's still a lot of people, a lot of opportunities we want you to have and phone calls you can get. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. We are doing the Facebook ads, et cetera. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there is a long line that goes all the way across, and it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. And then at the bottom below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either copy and paste or type in the name as it appears on the card. And at least the way I typed it in is with the A but no period after the A. It is case sensitive, so the J, A, and S.
Yeah, I already did that.
Capitalized. You did that? Okay. So let me refresh my
screen. Yeah, and then it took me to
username and password.
And then username and password, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so you can actually stop right there. It's just our automated system thinking both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. We do have to do your client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. The system is just asking you to log in. I can give you the username because that's already been created and it cannot be changed, but in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password. Of course, you can change that default password once you log in. The username is just the phone number. It's, of course, 904. The area code's included, but it's just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So 904-524-2767, that's the username. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include that username or the phone number. They're basically the same. And, of course, anything and everything can be sent there, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. When they do the client interview, they'll give you photos, photos, photos@localsplash.com, so you can email any photos directly to the photos team if you like. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. We will be giving you that follow-up call. In fact, I sent you the client interview calendar invite. It does also have your username and then Jeffrey's name and then the phone number on the account. But other than that, you're all set up and squared away. Real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully I am available about an hour from now when we give you that follow-up call. But especially if I'm not, I did want to say thank you for your kindness and patience in taking this call. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay, sounds great. The one thing about the whole website thing is he doesn't want you guys to own his website when the person, does that make sense?
Yeah, no,
because
that
would be like,
that makes
yeah, because the person that runs it is local, like they live in Jacksonville.
Right,
so,
I gotcha, yeah. So,
I mean
you might want to talk to them and see if they will. I mean, I get that you want to support the local business, the small business over there. If you can talk to them and they're willing to update the website and you're okay with staying with them, then just let us know. But otherwise, it is already a domain that I believe that you guys would already have and already own, so we wouldn't have to transfer the domain over to you if you decided to stop using the service.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I don't remember if he just hired them from the beginning and just said, and I'm not sure. I would have to,
right.
I'm going to call them and find out.
Okay. All right. And just let us know. You can even talk to the client interview technician about that. Like it'll be maybe about an hour, a little bit less when we give you that follow-up call.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you both. You guys have a great day and hopefully I'll speak with you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.